This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 60 degrees in Carbondale, 59 in Mount Vernon, and 59 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Clear today, a high around 86 degrees. Winds will be light out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Swelling prison populations could get some relief under a measure state lawmakers approved this spring. It would reinstate an early release program for certain inmates. As Amanda Vinicky reports, Governor Pat Quinn is keeping quiet about where he stands.
Letting inmates out before they've served their full sentences is a sensitive subject for Quinn. It nearly cost him holding onto the governor's office 2 years ago. His administration had secretly instituted a program that let out inmates who'd barely spent any time behind bars. But legislators from both parties, who late last month approved a new early release program, say the practice needs to be resumed to save the state money and alleviate overcrowding in prisons.
While the bill hasn't arrived, I'm anxious to see it.
That's Quinn, who says he can't review the measure until it's on his desk.
I would say that's pretty disingenuous.
And that's Charlie Wheeler, a longtime State House journalist. Wheeler says it's true the governor can't act on a measure until he gets the paperwork, but he can certainly begin reading it.
As we speak, I'm sitting here with a copy of the bill.
Quinn and anyone else who wants to can find Senate Bill 2621 online. Just go to ilga.gov. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, as mayors in Danville, Rockford, and Chicago push for casinos in their communities, the governor says there are still flaws in the gambling bill that need to be worked out. Unlike last year, when a gambling expansion plan passed but was not sent to the governor out of fear he'd veto it, lawmakers are expected to forward this bill to Quinn by the end of the month. The governor says he didn't like the manner in which lawmakers snuck the bill through at the last minute.
I guess it was the last day of the legislature, one of the last bills, and it was certainly under questionable circumstances, and believe me, I don't think that's the way we want to show Illinois to the United States or anywhere else.
Quinn has long been opposed to the current bill, which would add five new casinos and slot machines at racetracks. He contends there are not enough provisions in the bill's current form to uphold integrity. In addition to a 6% drop in state funding next year, SIU administrators are dealing with double the number of employees retiring this summer compared to previous years. SIUC Chancellor Rita Chang says changes to the actuarial tables for retirees are prompting people to leave now, leaving the university with a bit of a brain drain.
We're losing individuals that are highly skilled, many, many years of experience. There's this institutional knowledge we have concerns that will be leaving, and it's very difficult to replace.
But the retirements aren't all necessarily bad news. Chang says because of those vacancies, this year's budget hit, a 6% decrease in state funding, will be a bit easier to manage.
We just don't have the luxury of replacing everyone who leaves, and so every position that's open needs to be examined.
Chang says many of the positions being vacated may be left open in an effort to not only save money in the short term, but also streamline operations in the long term. As of last week, more than 400 people had submitted their retirement paperwork at SIUC and within the School of Medicine. Ameren, Illinois officials say a problem with a substation was responsible for a power outage affecting Jackson County yesterday afternoon. Ameren reports power was restored around 5:30 to all 5,348 customers. The outage impacted primarily customers in the Carbondale and Macanda areas. The outage briefly caused the SIUC campus to go dark. University officials say some people were trapped in elevators in Fainer Hall and Anthony Hall. No one was injured. The people were able to get out safely when the power returned to the campus about 10 minutes later. Ameren officials say the power was out for about an hour and a half for most customers. The problem happened at Ameren's SIU substation. A major coal project in southern Illinois has been delayed again. Ed Bukowski is the permit section manager at the Illinois EPA's Bureau of Air. He says he denied a construction permit for a proposed coal-to-gas plant near Waltonville.
We had given them one extension, and without any reason to believe they were going to do anything else. Any further extension just seemed a little fruitless at the time. And the amount of work they have to do and the requirements they have to meet, it's going to tantamount to a new application anyway.
Bukowski says the company has fallen too far behind on its timeline and will have to resubmit the application. Power Holdings is based in Aurora. Its next move is uncertain. We'll see a clear sky today, a high around 86 degrees. News time is 7:10.